Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vogt. It's the 4th of October 2025, and I don't know what the time is. It's just after 7. A bit of a lie-in this morning. Proofs of my cover arrived yesterday, and they look rather good. They look rather lovely. This is the cover that goes on the book, the dust sheet. So they sent them in the post, a couple of them. I've got to approve them. I don't suppose they'll see them much before Monday now. And then they can, I guess they have a machine already to that spec. So I can tell them, I'll tell them first thing when I get this computer on. Sorry, I'm just opening the door to let the cat out. I've fed the cat, I've had a bath. There we go, puss. House is a bit of a mess, but don't let that worry you.
I'm not worried. Why would I be worried?
I know. Why would you be worried? I'm not worried either. I'm going to make some porridge as well shortly. We've been to the land. To the land! Every day this week. And it's been grand. Yesterday we had some bags of gravel that we picked up. Somebody got rid of some gravel and some broken slabs from a patio they had. Well, that was perfect because on the land, as you come in through the gate, obviously, as it gets a bit boggy now with the wet, we need to make some sort of hard standing and certainly at least a little tiny driveway. And we don't want to bring the van all the way in because it'll get stuck in the winter, I dare say. So we got this gravel and we plonked it down. I call it gravel, it's more slabs and bits of gravel. Plonked it down and it worked really well. So that is handy. So that was one task. We finished cementing in the post on the gate and now the gate swings open. Ha! What joy. My washing machine, as I mentioned yesterday, is busted. Busted, busted, busted. Oops, sorry. I'm putting the microphone on the edge of the bed here. So, I've got some clothes. I've had a bath, and of course, now I've got out the bath, I've got some clothes to wash. And the secret, I think, of washing them by hand. I mean, getting them clean is one thing. These are work clothes, so it doesn't overly matter. It's just getting the worst off and making sure it doesn't stink, I suppose. These are all old clothes. I'll have to find a solution at some point. I'd like a new washing machine. That will have to wait. So the secret is not to let it build up. Let it soak for as long as you can in the bath. If you've used the bath, in the bath water. Then drip dry it. Shirts and pants and socks and things. Trousers probably all right. Jumpers, different thing. Can't really drip dry those because they may stretch. So you have to be a bit careful how you drip dry that. Probably need to get some sort of lattice. So you still drip dry them, but they're not, whatever. Leave them up. Now, I do have a mangle. I said that, I think, yesterday. Can't actually get to it at the moment. It's in the back room. Oops. Let me just... It is. There's a whole load of... I don't have a loft, so my back room is a storage area. And the mangle is behind... It's behind a lot of boxes, so that's a big, massive task. Where's my cup of coffee? So, anyway, that was that job, and also carried on digging yesterday the pond. We're digging a pond, and the English couple will go out today. You won't see it in this episode, unfortunately. The pond, I don't think it's in this episode. Probably see it next week, the beginning of it. Because we need water storage, you see. We haven't got any water. Now, what I wanted to do, I want to take this Biggleswick cover and I wanted to measure it against the height of another book. Because I haven't printed the book. Just let me have a look, compare it with the one I had printed at lulu.com. It is fractionally bigger than the lulu.com one. That's nice.
That's nice, see? That's nice, that is. That's so nice. They're so kind, them people.
Because I just want to dummy up a book. Now, it's interesting, this, because the reason I went to these people is because a friend of ours called Tess had a book printed by these same people, and I thought, ah, it looks so nice. It looks proper. Proper book, that is. Proper. And I thought, well, I'll do the same. And I said, can I have the same dimensions and everything? This one is just fractionally bigger. I don't know why it's fractionally bigger. Right, I've got a book here called British Chimney Sweeps. I'm not going to read to you from British Chimney Sweeps, but it seems it's just fractionally bigger, but that's okay. I'm just going to put this folded cover over this book to get a rough idea. Okay, so my book's a bit thicker than theirs.
Oh yeah, thick, isn't it?
And I say, it does look, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about buying a copy, I can't tell you what the printed side on the inside is like, but if you're thinking of buying a copy, it does look rather swish, even though I say so myself, and I designed the cover, but the printed on the fly sheet, I'm just getting the folds a bit more on the spine, just a bit more precise. I guess they have a machine that sets the folds, they'll print it off and then they'll fold it with some mechanism. I have to do this by hand, which is a bit awkward. Just to see. It was a right old pain getting the dimensions absolutely accurate in Photoshop. I think they recommend a different program, but I hadn't got it. You know, if you haven't got it, you haven't got it. You've got to use what you have got. Right. Let's just get that bit folded. Okay, so there it is. Sorry about the. So this book's just slightly thinner, so it doesn't quite fit. It could do with a bit more pages in the book. But it looks great, even if it is about chimney sweeps in the end. I do apologise. No, so if you were buying this book, I think it looks the money. I think it's going to look absolutely pucker. Biggleswick. When an out-of-control government forces anti-human policies upon the people of a rural market town, the population decide to do something about it, realising the legal system is flawed and stacked against them, pointing to a disastrous and bleak future, they are determined to find an answer. Biggleswick could be your town, and the answer they find may be your salvation too. That's what it says on the back. And then on the inside, it says, faced with a plethora of anti-human policies meted out by a tyrannical town council, the people of the English market town of Biggleswick come together to work out how they might tackle the ongoing erosion of their rights
and the escalating surveillance and interference in their lives. When a travelling truth-teller delivers a compelling speech at the community theatre, the locals are roused into action to devise a plan to reclaim their town's authority and reject the accepted diktats that both the government and the local councillors insist are a necessary sacrifice for the sustainability of not only their town, but the world as a whole. While this is a novel, and all the characters and organisations are fictitious, with any similarity to those with the same name purely coincidental, i.e. the WEF and the Bilderberg Group and all of that lot, the story mirrors the crisis of today. Authorities' continual encroachment into people's lives has made life a struggle for many, with common sense and critical thinking desperately lacking. Where, for example, is the logic in covering swathes of agricultural land in solar panels, on one hand, and then experimenting with sun-dimming technology on the other to fend off so-called man-made global warming? The author sincerely believes that should one town be brave enough to stand up against these absurd ideas and damaging policies of government and assert their own authority to the public servants, then, with the rest of the world watching via social media, others might follow, instigating a huge change for the betterment of mankind. Yeah, there you are, Biggleswick. So it will be interesting to see if people are... Well, it'll be interesting to see the final thing. That's what it says. And what does it say on the back cover about the author? It says here, Richard Vobes is an author, entertainer and filmmaker known for his YouTube channel offering commentary on the problems facing humanity at this time. Many of the guests he has interviewed are experts on a wide range of subjects such as law, health, freedom and truth, which have challenged the ever-increasing censorship on video platforms. He is often asked to give his in-person talks at events across Britain. His main message is that people need to take back responsibility, re-engage in common sense, and utilise critical thinking in their daily lives. Richard's other interests include real food, reading, and pipe smoking. With his partner Julia, he is buying a small parcel of land to become as self-sufficient as possible. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, that bloke, doesn't it? Sounds a really good book. I hope people like it. It has taken a year to put together. Others, you know, whack things out really quickly. It's a lot of thought went into this. I just hope people do like it, and I hope it sells, because I need the money. I know, truly do. The money's all going out at the moment, but as I say, you need to get money going out so you've got space for it to come in. And also, what's the point of having money and not doing anything with it? You know, people, I've heard so many stories about people who have been Scrooges. They want the money. They've got it all piled up, either in a bank account or in a shoebox somewhere or whatever. And then they die having not spent... Achoo! A shoe. Achoo! Excuse me, a penny. So unless you actually use the money, but use the money not frivolously, although occasionally, obviously, the, you know, a little bit of frivolity is good. But use the money to buy the necessary things to enhance one's life and one's friends and family, or to put into a project which will enhance others. That's what I say. So, me buying land will enhance, hopefully. Well, it does. It has already. You can't pay... Well, I have paid. But you know what I mean. You know the sentiment behind it. You can't pay for the experience of... If that's your thing. Now, not everybody wants to do what I'm doing. I appreciate that. And I'm not forcing that down anyone's throat. But I think we do need a certain number of people to get back the countryside, claim it back from all the bloody landowners who want to keep it for themselves, and then decide
They're not going to grow real food. They just buy and sell something that has a less than healthy effect on the body. Anyway, that is my contention, thoughts, cogitation, murmurations. So, we're off to the land again today. Finish off what we were doing yesterday. Some other bits and pieces. And I want to puddle, if I can. It's going to be a nice day. I want to puddle the pond. It's not quite ready, but I want to do an experiment in puddling an area. Because I don't want to put a liner down. We try not to put too much plastics down, you see. I mean, we have got some plastic, some black plastic, which we put down to kill off the weeds, but it's not a permanent thing, whereas a liner would be much thicker and more permanent. So, sorry about the handling noise on the microphone. I'm just having some Celtic sea salt and water. I cooked up some sausages yesterday, which we would take for a snack at lunchtime. I got some bread. Try not to eat too much bread, of course. Some fruit and things. We often take bacon up with us and cook it on the little stove. Right, my friends, better press on. Thank you very much for your ears this morning. I hope you found some of that interesting. So I will let you know when the book is ready. You can, of course, if you're interested, show your... Because it will be first come, first serve, because it's only a small run I'm doing, because it's expensive to have them printed. And if there is interest in there, then, of course, I'll have some more printed. But in the meantime... So richardvobes.me, there's a button to show your interest in the book. It doesn't commit you to anything. It just shows your interest that you're interested in, you know, having a book. You'll get notified by email, in theory, and the books will go out. Anyway, thank you for listening. Till next time, toodle pipe.